630 CHED Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. Weekdays at 6 on 630 CHED.
Tip with the non-update on Mike Smith's status earlier. Still waiting to see how he's going to feel for games later on in the road trip. They'll look again at Zach Kassian tomorrow as the Oilers play the Bruins tomorrow night, 3:30 for the face-off show, game at 5, same times for the games in Buffalo, or the game in Buffalo on Friday. Man, oh man, getting some good messages from everybody today. I appreciate that. I was asking if you are going to one or both of the Canada soccer matches at Commonwealth. It's Costa Rica on Friday. It's Mexico on Tuesday. And don't forget, former Canadian goalkeeper Craig Forrest will give his perspective later on tonight. Daniel in Calgary says, I will be attending both games in Edmonton. I'm coming up. The last national games I attended were the Women's U19 tournament that was held in Edmonton many years ago. My main reason for going, I used to play Tier 1 soccer in Edmonton and Sherwood Park. I've been fortunate enough to represent not only my school, but the province and events as well. Somebody else texting in, coming up from Calgary, saying, I'm so proud of my nation. I was at the gold medal hockey final in Vancouver, and I've been watching soccer at Commonwealth for a long time. It's the vibe. It's our time. As a 30-year-old, a lot of my friends don't get it, but this is the stuff that can bring a nation together. And another texter says, I went to the U19 Women and Women's World Cup, both those in Edmonton, and the atmosphere was electric. I can't wait to see the men for the first time in my life, and we have a good team and a legit chance to make the World Cup. Davies also really helps. Yes, indeed. That is the understatement of the night. Alfonso Davies really helps. And you have to wonder, if he wasn't from Edmonton, would these games be here? I mean, obviously, we got a big stadium. We've hosted a lot of games before. I know they wanted to bring up these warm weather countries and maybe introduce them to some cold weather. But certainly doesn't hurt that Davies is going to be playing in his home city. A man of the world who's almost supernaturally talented, Jack Michaels, is on the line. Hi, Jack.
Oh, Reed, it's so fun to hear you so enthusiastic and bubbly.
Don't I sound that way all the time?
No, tonight you sound very, you just have a very boyish, impish way about you tonight. One that's obviously the excitement of a world sporting event arriving in your home city, only that can bring you. So I'm glad. I'm happy. It brings me joy to hear you so bubbly and enthusiastic when easily as you enter your declining years, it could go the other way.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm really known for my joy de vivre. And I was at the dentist today and I got my teeth cleaned. So maybe I'm a little sparked by that. I got that fresh mouth.
You strike me as a guy. You're at the dentist, what, 4 or 5 times a year?
Oh, God, no. I go twice because they make me.
Oh, okay.
And because if you don't go twice, then you wind up going more often. That's what I found. So I'll go twice, and that'll be good. Hey, thanks for hopping on tonight. I got to ask you before we get into some Oilers stuff and what you and Louie were up to last night. International sporting events that you have attended, most memorable, biggest, what do you have for me?
Well, I went to that Women's World Cup that was here. I saw the scoreless tie. I think they played, the women played.
Oh, it was China the first game. I went to that one.
No, I went to the other one. 0-0, they played, oh gosh, I want to say New Zealand. I think it was New Zealand.
It was, Canada 0, New Zealand 0, June 11th, 2015. Yeah.
Yes, I was at that game. And then I went to 3 consecutive Wimbledons, which I would classify as an international sporting event, to be sure. You've got players from all countries certainly opening. It's an individual event rather than a team event. And the two other, probably biggest sporting events that I've been to I've been to with our mutual colleague, and that's, you know, dragging Stauffer to both two of the three Alabama-Clemson national championship games, one in Glendale and one in Santa Clara.
Oh, I'm sure you had to drag him to go to those. You had to drag him to the baseball games.
I did, because, as you know, anything that involves him parting with his precious, beloved personal fundage can be a bit of a chore. But he was a good sport and went to both of them.
All right.
I find if I do the legwork, if I hunt down the tickets and sell him that it's a reasonable price and that we're not going to have too much difficulty. Now, we did actually run into a bit of a pile up trying to get out of the Santa Clara game. He wasn't too happy with me on that particular night, but he did enjoy going to the game. He just didn't like the result. He would have been fine with it if Alabama had won that second game, but they got blown out the second time away.
I have been to a couple of World Junior games as a media member, but when I was, I guess I would have been in university, and remember Red Deer had the World Juniors in 95? I would have been done university, because I think it started in 95, and I don't know, anyway.
If you were truly done with university, you would have added the conjunction in there. Clearly, you still have some learning to do.
Well, remember Homer Simpson had the foster child? Oh, Papa Homer, you are so learned. Learned, Peppy. It's pronounced learned.
I just found the juxtaposition of you saying done university somewhat amusing.
When I was done university. University sounds like you tossed it aside.
Yeah, that's something I guess I've just got to get used to living up here. But in any event.
Oh, you're saying the American dialect is that much different when it comes to done and done with?
I'm just saying that you got to throw in the, I mean, I don't know. You got to remember, my dad was an English professor. I was raised that you got to put the little with in there. You can't shorten it. Trust me, I get corrected on these things. I'm trying to help you live a better life, much like your dentist.
I have to
think of me as the dentist. as your grammatical dentist for the.
You'd be like the Steve Martin character in Little Shop of Horrors if you were a dentist.
I never saw that.
You haven't seen Little Shop of Horrors?
Yeah, there's a handful of movies that I've never seen all the way through that you'd probably be surprised I've never seen all the way through. Never saw Top Gun all the way through.
Well, Top Gun's a terrible movie. Top Gun's one of the most overrated films of all time.
Well, no, I'm not saying great films. I'm just saying, like, films that you'd be surprised that I've never watched all the way through. Top Gun is...
Well, you're missing nothing with Top Gun.
Little Shop of Horrors. What have I not seen all the way through? I've never seen Dune. No, don't care to. I think the fact that they made another one is shocking.
Oh, just watch the new one.
Yeah, I know.
Red Dune?
No, I don't. Well, you know me. If I can watch the movie, I'm going to skip the book.
All right. I also saw the Little Shop of Horrors at Stratford. What, 3 years ago? As you know, I have family in Kitchener-Waterloo, not far from Stratford, where they do the big theater festival every summer. So we went out one day, my cousin and I, and we saw Little Shop of Horrors on stage. The plant looked really cool, and as the puppet plant looked pretty good. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, I went to a World Junior game in Edmonton, New Year's Day, Canada and Finland.
Well,
that's more of an international sporting event than the NCAA.
You're right. If it comes to your backyard, I mean, yes, you're attending it, but you're attending it through the fact that it came to you.
So you're saying the 100,000 tickets that have been sold for these two soccer games in Edmonton aren't relevant if an Edmontonian is going.
No, I'm just saying you haven't made an effort to go to these sporting events. They've come to you. You know, it's kind of like the Publisher's Clearinghouse. You didn't enter it. It just came to you.
So you say if a Vancouverite went to the Olympic final, the gold medal game in 2010, they should not brag about being at that game. It's just like, no, you just got on the subway or drove to the arena. No big deal.
I'm just saying, you know, it's You didn't put much effort in, is all I'm saying. For you, it's a short walk. I mean, you're not even taking transportation to these games.
Well, I'm not going to the soccer games. I'm hosting Oilers.
You're not going to either soccer game?
No, we got Oilers games both nights. How am I going to go to the soccer games?
Well, that's a good point.
I got Jack to say I made a good point. That's amazing. And by the way, I was in Evansburg over the Christmas holidays.
Don't tell me a world event went to Evansburg, did it?
I don't know if there's ever been a world. I know when I was a kid, the world arm wrestling champion lived in Evansburg. I think I can't remember the guy's name. I think we had the world arm wrestling champ in Evansburg.
Yeah, like Bull Hurley, that guy?
No, what wasn't his name? We'll have to look him up. He was some
reference?
Sort of an arm wrestling champion.
Now that's a great movie. If you haven't seen
Which
Over
one?
The Top, you haven't lived.
Oh, the Stallone movie.
Yeah, Bull Hurley, Lincoln Hawk.
I don't remember the names.
John,
wow,
remember
that's
John Grizzly.
I just remember it came out in 87 as a 13-year-old liking Over the Top. I don't know if I would like it if I watched it now.
I think you would. I think you would. In fact, if I were you, when we get off the phone here or whenever your show wraps up, whenever that
Which you don't
be,
even know, of course. Yes.
No, I don't actually. But I would go ahead and, you know, just go next door and grab Frederick and Ada, and you know, the Wilkins family can watch riveting Over the Top. It's 2 hours that you'll treasure. It's a family memory.
Do you know who played Bull Hurley in that movie?
A giant bald guy. I've seen him in other movies, but I can't tell you who it was.
His name, he's now passed away, unfortunately. His name is Rick Zumwalt. There's some trivia for you. Okay.
Yeah, there was Bull Hurley, there was John Grizzly, and of course the title character was Lincoln Hawk. And that guy who was the bad guy in Scarface was also the bad guy in that movie. He was the kid's granddad that didn't want him to hang out with Lincoln anymore. I think, Reed, your life would have turned out a lot better if your name had been Lincoln Hawk.
Well, that probably goes for almost anybody.
Well, that's true. I mean, I think that's a good handle. That's a handle that I think if you fail with that handle, it's on you.
Jack Michaels joining us at Inside Sports. Anyway, Jack, a pleasure to have you on the show. What's going on for you and Louis DeBrusque? Where are you doing the games from, and how are you finding it?
City TV on Gateway. And, you know, I mean, it's not near the same experience. It's tough. I'd be lying to you if I said it, you know, comes close to the real deal of, you know, being in the city, being in the arena. You know, especially a great sports city like Boston, Detroit. I mean, you know, these are great cities that have, you know, major sports, you know, covered across the board. And, you know, it's not the same vibe. And Detroit's got a complex where you've got all the stadiums in one spot. It's a real nice walk to the, I think a lot of people give Detroit grief, but a lot of that has to do with, you know, stuff that happened, you know, 20 and 30 years ago. It's a city that's on the rise. Boston is just a great city, you know, and Buffalo and St. Louis are very passionate about their hockey team. So it's tough not being on the road. I won't lie to you, but you know, we've got a job to do and we're going to do it to the best of our ability. And the folks at City TV have done a nice job of kind of setting us up and you know, making things as comfortable as they possibly could be. But there's no substitute for the real thing. As we found out last year, Reed, I mean, just think of the recent Connor McDavid goal. If there were no fans in that building, I don't think it would have generated the same kind of buzz that it did for 3 or 4 days. It still would have been a spectacular goal, but it's the volume, the reaction from Connor, that's all generated by the 17,000 plus that were in the building that night. And you'll never convince me otherwise.
Well, I know when you say that I'll never convince you otherwise, I might as well not even try, though I do agree with that point you made. Jack, thanks a lot for checking in. Always a blast. Hope your family's doing well. I'll see you on the tube tomorrow, man.
That's it? I feel like I was shortchanged.
Oh, we went on plenty long. Trust me.
You see, I don't like your tone there at all.
You always feel like you're shortchanged.
I'm going to have my people talk to your people about that last comment. I'm deeply hurt and wounded.
Please do. Send it in the mail.
See ya.
That is Oilers play-by-play voice, Jack Michaels. You get him here on 630 Chet and on the Oilers radio network and on Sportsnet West. Norman, a combine, says Top Gun is the most underrated film of all time. Ha ha, Norman, a combine. Another person says, you know, this is curious. Reed, I know we don't get along because of my hatred of Oilers fans overhype, but Top Gun is a fantastic movie and in the realm of classic and legendary. Well, disagree with your take on the movie. And quite frankly, sir or ma'am, I don't know who you are, so cannot speak to whether or not I get along with you or not. It must be someone I know in real life that I don't get along with, but I'm not sure who that is. Another texter says, Reed, I went to WrestleMania in San Francisco. It was the greatest show I've ever been to, 8 hours straight of entertainment. That does not fit my definition of an international sporting event. Though, Kellen, what do we call wrestling? Sports entertainment? You're big into that.
Yeah, sports entertainment.
Okay. That's to clarify. Look, you're not going to change my mind on Top Gun. Somebody else just wrote in, Top Gun is a good movie. Why don't you like it? Well, there's no story. The acting is poor. It's incredibly cheesy. I mean, it's a music video. It's a music video. It's a recruiting video for the United States. What are they in? The Marines, the Navy? I'm not even sure. I will not stop anybody from liking it. I'm not going to tell you you're wrong for liking it. But if you want my opinion on it, I think it's absolute trash. Is that strong enough for you? I'm not going to try to change your mind. So you don't have to try to change mine. Appreciate the messages, though. Well, I really touched a nerve there, Kellen. My, oh, my.
Big time.
Jeez. 780-496-0063. Back after the break. Here from X the Millennial. That's quite the curious name. Hi, Reed. I caught the tail end of your segment where you had mentioned something that a referee had said to Dave Tippett. Can you please repeat what the ref had said? I missed it. Okay, here's what I was told. And this was told to me off mic, but by someone who is on the Oilers bench during games. So that narrows it down without really narrowing it down, because again, this was not a recorded conversation, so I don't want to say who told me this, but I have no reason to think this person was making this up or being misleading given the context of the conversation we were having at the time. On at least one occasion, when Dave Tippett was speaking with a referee / complaining about more penalties being called for fouls committed against Connor McDavid, Tippett was told, Tip, we can't call everything. So therefore, an admission that, yes, we see fouls committed against Connor McDavid that we might call against other players, but we can't call them because it happens against McDavid so many times. So we can't call all of them. So take that for what it's worth. All right. Appreciate your messages. 780-496-0063. Oilers in Boston tomorrow. The Elks are hitting the road. What a trip ahead for Morley Scott. We're going to catch up with him. And why was Brendan Botcher curling against Mexico and Brazil? I didn't even know those countries had curling teams. More on that coming up in the next hour of the show, too. Thanks for tuning in.
630 Chad Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. Weekdays at 6 on 630 Chad.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.